Chris, you might want to fuck with this camera angle too, because I'm a little out of it. You see, like I'm like half in it. I'm in here with B King. Hey, the fuck is up, B King? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Like, how'd you find out about me?
About you? Well, I can actually tell
that's
you.
That's important to me. I want to know, like, how the fuck you found out about me?
I can tell you exactly how I found out about you. It was back in the day, and you wrote a fucking freestyle, or not freestyle, but you wrote a song about Sauce Walker fucking somebody up in the mall.
Wow. You really keep your ear to the street. That's funny.
I mean, that was a long-ass time before I ever thought that I would have any sort of business talking about rap. That was when I was just 100% a rap fan. So
hey, that's my dog. Shout out to the whole Sauce movement.
Yeah.
Because you don't have many Houston people here, man. I seen Rizzo and my dog Maxo. But
we're working on the Sauce Walker interview, especially right now. That's a good time. We got to talk to Sauce Walker. We got to find out what the smoke with Young Thug is. Very important.
Dog,
you got any insight into that you could tell me about what's going to happen with that situation? You're out there. You're in the scene. You might know what's going on.
Man, you know, for the most part, man, you know, it's I understand what they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? But shit, Walk don't care. You know what I'm saying? I know him enough to know he don't care. So it's going to be one
shit.
Of situations where they don't have to.
Kind of gets treated like a god in these streets, but Sauce Walker apparently
Sauce
don't give
Walker
two
don't
shits.
Don't care, man.
No,
like we in Houston, we don't care.
Before we even get into like the beginning of your career or whatever, tell me about what possessed you to write that song about that freestyle and what place in your life you were at that moment.
Man, around that time, man, that's when I was doing like viral freestyles about anything that was going on crazy in the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had big singles that were like regional. You know what I'm saying? But in between then, I would still do freestyles about current events and all that, you know what I'm saying? But the bigger I got as an artist, I stopped doing it because rappers don't have a sense of humor like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else think it's funny, but because I am also a rapper, they take it as a shot, you know what I'm saying? So I just fell back from that, you know, and my dog, Remix God, you know, he really does that now, you know what I'm saying? He make the beat about a situation that's going on, you know what I'm saying? So he kind of, that's his lane, and I left it alone because it's like, you know, it'd be, I'd be in these rapper cities, you know what I'm saying?
But was that your initial come up?
Nah, I had like three different fan bases. Like, you know, I had like my ratchet, you know what I'm saying, club music fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my fan base, you know what I'm saying, my 3-6 Mafia fan base, Gangsta Boo, like my big sister. I got a, you know, a real close affiliation with them.
So she gave you a lot of looks early on and she just helped you out or what?
Not early on, but me and her, when we first did a project together in 2014, that was the biggest look blog-wise I had. You know, I never had a publicist, you know what I'm saying? And when that came out, it was like one of the best albums of the year from Rolling Stone, MTV, Double
At the time, that was the hustle. Get a publicist and get on all the blogs. That was the new Get On World Star and DJ Academics.
Man.
That was the old DJ
that
Academics.
That was the
Star.
Thing about it is, I finna say, a publicist can't help you today, man, because it's you and Ack. Right now, man. You and Ack. And if y'all ain't tuned in, and that's just crazy, it's just like, a lot of rappers DM me, and they like, big rappers be like, man, B King, you hard, man, your shit hard. I be like, I didn't know you knew me. Just like you told me about some shit in 2015. That's your first time hearing me. I had no idea.
That was the year on that, 2015?
That's when he had that fight in the mall.
Okay.
So I did it right then, like the next day.
That was pretty fucking funny. That actually, honestly, that was a smart move. And when there's a lot of kids on YouTube and shit now who sort of came up and that was their thing, is that they fucking just found some shit to do some viral freestyles about. When you think about it, you were hella early on that wave.
Yeah. I was doing that in it's a Complex article about that in 2013. I was doing that in 2011 and 12. And you know, I was, like I said, but the bigger I got, I have real music too, like songs that have charted and shit like that. And the bigger I got as an artist, you know, these rappers would hit these songs on WorldStar. Cause every time I did it, WorldStar would post it. They'd be like, who the fuck is this nigga trying to take a shot at me and shit? And I'd be like, man, it was just a joke, but I get it. Because it wouldn't be funny to me if you, I'm lying, it would be funny to me, but you know, some people, you know.
So tell me where you're coming from. You're originally from Houston?
I'm from Houston, north side, Studiewood. You know what I'm saying? That's a hood on the north side. And north side of Houston.
What was your upbringing like?
Upbringing, man, for the most part, man, I'm from the hood, but I ain't a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't walking around with pistols and all that. I wasn't, no hitting licks and shit like that. I said I was hitting lick. I wasn't hitting licks.
Liquor.
You know, so nah, like you just dabble into some bullshit, you know, but I wasn't like no gangster.
Oh, you
know
hit a saying? Lick, but a singular,
it
was, not
yeah,
plural.
It wasn't okay. No, it wasn't no, like, you know, but, you know.
I would hit
like,
the lick, as in I just drank a bunch of Hennessy during that fucking Spice One interview, and that was my equivalent to hitting the lick for
you
the
know, night. It was crazy. I didn't know who that was until, like, he started saying something about 94. I was like, okay, he got to be an OG type dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about NWA and shit.
It's weird because I found out, like, when I found out about him was way later in his own career, because later on he started doing a bunch of shit with Tupac, and that's how I found out about him. But I was still, like, 11 when I found out about him. So it was kind of crazy to go revisit his old albums and shit and sort of learn some history and shit. And then we got drunk and just fucking whatever, you know?
Like I say, I never really knew his music like that, but, you know, I was a real big fan of, you know, LA hip hop when I was young, you know, so I know Menace Society soundtracks and shit like that. So his name, I knew what it was, you know, but, you know, shout out to him though.
For sure. So how'd you get started in the rap game in general?
In the rap game?
What made you start making music?
I've been making music since I was 10 years old, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't start making club music, I say the 2009-ish, 2008. You know, back in like 2005 and shit, I was making like shit like Jeezy. I was making street shit, and when Lil Jon was popping, I was making crunk shit and all that, just trying to find my sound, you know what I'm saying? And 2010, when I found it, and that's when I started blowing up.
Really?
In my region.
So what was it, like, really? You that was your way in the game, though, was making sort of like club music?
No, it was, club music. Like, before me, Houston didn't really have a club sound. You know, we had songs about real street shit that you had to play in the club, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, before me, Houston didn't really have a distinct club music sound, you know what I'm saying? With a few exceptions. You got UGK, Let Me See It, and, you know, a little old back, you know, but those were older songs, you know what I'm saying? So when I came out, it gave Houston more of an energetic sound, you know, so now you got the Cheddar the Connect, Flick of the Wrist, you got the Sauce Movement with more energy, you got, you know, everything that's, you know, all the way up to my dog Fast Lane. Houston didn't really have a club sound before me, you know. And I ain't saying that they was inspired by me. I'm just saying before me, everybody was like sipping lean, real slow music.
Yeah. You never sip lean?
No.
Never got into it?
I'm scared I might like this shit.
What, Sauce Walker wouldn't give you any?
Hey, man, they like this shit, though.
I'm going to be real with you. One night I was in the club, or not the club, I was in the studio with Rizzo and Sauce Walker.
That's my dog.
And they were trying to get some lean, and they couldn't get lean at the moment. They maybe had to wait a couple hours or something. And, man, let me tell you, you see a different side of it right then, because they wanted that goddamn lean, and they were not happy until
Houston
they got it.
Houston rappers are spoiled with lean, because if we want it, it's right there.
Really? It's just flooded the streets out there?
It's like that in Houston. If you want it, you can get it. You can get it at a school. You can get it at a strip club. You can get it on anywhere.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of rappers come to my city. They hit me up. Hey, man, I need some lean. I need some syrup. I be like, man.
What are you telling?
I tell them to hit up my other rapper friends that got it, because I don't have it. I can't just give it to you, but I know who got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my rap partners who got it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel like have been, like, the biggest moments in your career outside of the Gangsta Boo project, the fucking, for me personally, the Sauce Walker fucking freestyle?
You know, a lot of people found out about me through that. You
really?
Know what I'm saying? A lot of,
I just went back and listened to it earlier today, and that shit was honestly kind of hard.
A lot of comedians online.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of, Instagram comedians, they're like, man, I've been a fan of your music since you dropped that freestyle. I'm like, what? Like, that's like the most unimportant song to me in my career, but a lot of people found out about me.
And not really even a memorable fight, to be totally honest. It was just sort of a whatever-ass little fight.
It just caught people off guard to see a rapper fighting, that's all.
And
like,
to see
rappers don't fight.
And
no
to see somebody immediately make a freestyle about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all it was, man. But memorable moments of my career, man, I'd say, man, like that Gangsta Boo project, you know, this Club Guard 6 I just dropped. I've never got a reaction from an album this big ever with no publicists, no nothing. Like, blogs are just picking it up. Like, my fans are really supporting it, you know what I'm saying? The stuff I'm talking about on that album, you know, I'm more known for the club music. So when they hear things about, like, you know, the Troll Travis Scott thing, Like, it throw a lot of people off, like, whoa, you can rap. And I'd be like, man, my fans know I can rap, but so, you know, if you don't know, you just come in the club.
Let's go into detail about that a little bit. What's the Travis Scott thing?
He just did some fake shit, man.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, well, people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? I did Astroworld. I made Astroworld into an album concept first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the point I try to make to people is Astroworld in Houston was a theme park. And that meant a lot to a lot of people in Houston. You know what I'm saying? So Astroworld doesn't belong to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to keep it to myself or nothing. But I put it in album form first and put it out. And he knew that. And not saying that he should have asked me or nothing, but the conversation could have been had. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because he knew I did it first. Even Pow Wow has said this to me. He say, B King, you know, I want to do an album called Astroworld, but if I ever did, I would have to talk to you about it or maybe get some beat or something, you know, just because you did it first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot of people don't care about this, and I understand that too. I'm just bringing awareness for people who may not know. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first did the first Astroworld, it was in 2013. Then Travis Scott up and follows me on Twitter in 2014. You know what I'm saying? So in 2015, around the time you're hearing these freestyles from me and shit,
Those were sort of the years of your come up, right?
Well, I
13,
say
14, 15, that sort of era.
Yeah, regionally 2010, but okay. Everywhere else like 2015.
You've been grinding.
No, I've been grinding. You know.
Can
what
I
saying?
Also just ask, are you getting paid by X Videos to wear that shirt?
No, I'm just. It was just laundry day. It was just laundry day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got no shirts in here for fat people, so I would. I want a no cap shirt.
What size are you?
I'm like 4X.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's no hope of that. We've been thinking about 3X. Damn, that's
I need a 4X, though, for real. I want a no-cap shirt with the Camcom. That's just dope.
Damn, I appreciate that.
But, man, around 2015, you know, a year after he follows me, I just decided to DM him, you know, because this is around the time, you know, he's starting to really, you know, make noise. And I'm like, he from Houston, you know, so.
Yeah, I guess when he followed you, he was not.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, he up and followed me, so I followed him
back.
He
was not so big back then, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he wants to be friends. I don't know. So.
On a play date.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I DM him. I said, hey, man, I've worked with every Houston artist except you, man. Laugh out loud. I said, man, we got to get one in. He said, hell yeah, man, let's do it. Send me something. I said, okay. So I sent him a song. I DM'd him back. I say, hey, man, I sent it to you. Let me know when you hear it. He never replied. So I was like, okay. You know, it is what it is, you know. Went on about my life.
Rapper stuff.
I do people like that. I'm busy. Rapper stuff. So, like, a year later, you know, now I think about a couple months later, I'm working on another song that I really hear him on. So I DM him again, like, hey, man, just working on this other song that I really hear you on. I'm going to send it to you. You know, let me know what you think. He said, okay, cool. Send it to me. I send it to him. He don't reply no more. I say, well, okay, well, shit. Maybe he didn't like it. Maybe he don't have time. Maybe he don't care. It is what it is, you know. I go on about my life. I think the next year I tried to DM him again. I was like, hey, man, working on another song, you know what I'm saying? Want to see if you may want to fuck with it. You know, he didn't even reply this time.
Persistence.
Yeah, you know, because I didn't take it the wrong way, you know. You know, but this time, you know, he don't even reply at all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, well, you know, it is what it is.
People come He's, up. He coming hey, up. He ain't got
yeah,
time
ain't got
for me
time.
No more.
He ain't right. got time. Right. So I get it. I respected it. You know, like, I wasn't salty or nothing. I understood. You know what I'm saying? I go the next year, I decide to drop an Astroworld Volume 2 to the album that I made, you know, in 2013.
So part one, 2013, part two.
2017.
Okay.
It's on XXL, everything. It's documented.
It was posted in a bunch of places. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like some project that you like dropped that there was no attention on.
No.
Okay.
No, it's documented. You know what I'm saying? So part two comes out. Everybody like it in the city, especially in Houston. The next year, his Astroworld album come out. And I heard about his album finna come out named Astroworld, but I was like, maybe it's not going to be called that. Maybe he, you know. I was like, because he's not replying to me anymore, so I don't think we can have a conversation about it. But anyway, if it come out, it come out, you know, whatever. But then his album does come out, and it's called Astroworld, and I'm like, okay. But I'm still not salty. I'm not mad or anything, you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, Astroworld belongs to the whole city. Mm. So I made a video on Instagram addressing it, saying, I'm not going to disrespect him or anything, because we've had conversations in the DM before, and that'd be fake. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I made the video addressing the situation because I got a large fan base. And my fans were like, what's going on with this, man? How you feel about Travis doing the Astro album? And I'm like, man, it's cool. You know, it is what it is, you know? So I made a video addressing that. And I left it alone. Around, like, October-ish or whatever, my crazy friend, Sauce Walker, I don't know exactly. I can't remember exactly what happened, but it's a dance that came out of Houston called a Whoa, made by Agency. Yeah, they was here like a couple months ago.
Shout out 10K.
Yeah,
my little homie. I don't know. I'm not gonna get involved in who invented it exactly.
Young Deji, who I think started it, but then again, you know,
I don't technically know him. I know 10K. He was in here doing.
But you know.
Like putting your car in park, that's what they told me.
But I think Travis had some performance on TV or whatever where he had the wrong person on there doing the dance. And that made him mad about that. And Sauce Walker, he an emotional dude. You know, I don't mean that disrespectful way, but, you know, if something pissed him off, he runs straight to Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And when that happened, he got on Instagram, made a video, said, man, you bitch ass nigga, you motherfucking, you supposed to be from the city, and this nigga's out here from the city that started that dance, who trying to figure out how they gonna grind and get money and all that, and you gonna put somebody else on TV doing the dance, for you know that started in Houston. Now, when he made that video, I text him. I said, man, you a crazy motherfucker. You like the bravest person in Houston. You a fucking asshole. You fucking crazy.
All the smoke. He wants all the smoke.
Yeah, man. And
Sauce Walker. Sauce Walker, man.
And then his retarded ass texts me back, nah, man, I am Houston. I was like, man, this fucking asshole. It's like, I say, you crazy, dog. You crazy. He said, yeah, man. And I got on Travis' ass about that Astroworld shit, too, man. Travis said that the reason he took Astroworld from you and he didn't shout you out on the new one or whatever is because he tried to tweet you back in the day before he blew up, and you ignored him.
Oh, boy.
And I say, what? I really replied back with a bunch of A's. What? I say, are you serious? I was like, that's weak as hell. So this whole time we've been DMing and stuff, you had that animosity in you, and you didn't even want to say it. You just wanted to... I don't know, but it was just very fake to me.
Do you think that he misrecalled the interaction, or that he... Do you think that he actually thought that that happened, or was that just...
My thing is, if I ignored you, number one, I'm not a whole-ass rapper. I don't ignore my fans. If it's some real... Like you probably get hundreds of tweets every day about... If it's some sensible shit, you're going to reply to it. You know, if it's not... You're not, you know what I'm saying? And if I ignored it or if I didn't.
But was there ever a key DM from him to you that you did not respond to? Mm-mm. No, Mm-mm. You don't think that ever Mm-mm. occurred?
Mm-mm. Okay. It wasn't a DM. He said he tweeted me, like mentions type shit. And this is probably like 2010 when nobody knew who Travis Scott was, probably when I was like just starting to blow up.
So that might have happened. We could check Twitter though and
I checked
find out.
I couldn't even
find it. Okay.
But you know also, man, when people be in their feelings about people not reading shit, especially DMs.
They definitely delete shit.
I'm gonna delete that shit. I'm not gonna have my L sitting here forever. I'm gonna delete that shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
If I was Travis Scott, I would have deleted all my old weirdo tweets when I was acting thirsty back in the day a long time ago. I would not blame him at all for doing that.
All that shit come back and the bitches be like, oh, really?
We don't need Kylie to see that. No.
You know what I'm saying? So when he told me that, I was like, man, that's fake as hell, man. You know, the fact that, and I have a song about this on Club God 6. He got a couple bars on my album. I don't rap about rappers, but I had to address that because the topic of the song was about everything that was going on in my life at that time in December 2018. And he got a couple bars about this whole situation. And when I did that song, it brought more clarity to it, especially to the city, about the issue with me and him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ask me, hey, man, what do you need to do to fix this? What need to be done to fix it? I'm like, man, nah, what he need to do to fix it? Because I ain't do shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in Texas, like I'm not going to say I'm a legend, and no OG, because that's what people are supposed to say, but I'm respected out there. You know what I'm saying? So when I say something like that, everybody pay attention, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when my album came out and that song got, you know, circulated around everywhere, everybody was adding him like, oh man, B King, you know what I'm saying? And I put a video clip of the song, you know. Then I get a FaceTime from Maxo Cream. Maxo Cream say, hey man, Travis Scott just hit me, man. He wanna know what's going on. I'm like, man, he know what's going on. He playing dumb for you. I said, he's still talking to other rappers about me. Mm. Like, why are you still talking to other rappers about me?
Maxo Cream's evolved all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Heavy hitters been called in. Shout out to my dog Maxo, because I feel like a lame-ass nigga for even talking about FaceTimes and texts and all this, but it's certain things that have to be said on my behalf, because the way he's moving, he'll do things, and I'll look retarded. Because he's the bigger artist and he has the bigger platform. So if I don't speak on every certain part, you know what I'm saying, I look like I'm salty. You know what I'm saying? He'll do things and hide his hands, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I have to say, let people know about certain things so you can know his character. Like I say, certain people don't give a fuck. You're super Travis fans, and that's cool. I never hated on his music, never talked shit about his family or disrespecting him. But I had to speak on the fake shit that was done to me because I mind my business and I don't fuck with nobody.
But so how did that conversation go? You think Travis just hit up Maxo and said, what is the problem?
What Travis Scott's doing, he's calling around the city to see if he's in trouble. Mm. He's trying to see
if anybody else is mad at him.
He's trying to see how solid I am or how much people fuck with me. And they really fuck with me. Like, the whole city fuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole city fuck with me. He's just trying to call around to see if he's like in trouble. Because my thing is, I'm pretty sure when Sauce Walker got on Instagram and called him a bitch ass nigga and all that, he was like, oh, when he got on the phone real quick, Sauce Walker, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? So he's trying to see if he in trouble like that.
But so when Sauce Walker,
I'm not a street nigga. He not a street nigga. I don't even want to come to him like that.
When Sauce called him out, he said, so he made public the thing about the Astroworld album title, or did he keep
that part secret? That was a talk that me and him had. You know what I'm saying? He made it public about that Woe Dance.
Mm, right.
You know, and I think they end up meeting that night. You know what I'm saying? He took that video down. You know what I'm saying? But
like all good rant videos, they got to get removed sooner or later. Yeah.
You know, me and Travis Scott was in the same club together about 2 months ago, and I didn't even know he was there. I was just going because I was in the area, and I happened to be in Houston on a weekend, so I was going to the address. And while I was chilling in the DJ booth, they said Travis Scott's in the building. You know, so you know, all of a sudden DJ Eric walked up to me. That's one of the biggest strip club DJs in the city. Mm-hmm. He walk up to me, say, hey man, Travis Scott over here in this section, man. I want you to go holler at him. I was like, man, Eric, you know, I'm don't let the green hair fool you. Like, I'm not one of them. I'm not finna go over there and have a club talk with this nigga. That's not gonna be a real conversation. Like, I'm not finna do that.
What's a club talk? Just like yelling in your ear. Yeah. I fuck with you, bro. I fuck with you. We cool, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it really wasn't, you know, I'm not finna have a club talk with him.
Okay.
I'm not gonna have a fake picture together and then everybody post on Instagram like, yeah, this is what we need more of, man. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna
do that. We working.
Yeah. And you know, Eric, he a goofy, crazy nigga too. So he was like, yeah, you're right, the club talk should be fake. And he walked off. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? But you know, at the end of the day, like I repeat, I ain't no street nigga. He ain't no street nigga. That's why I ain't brought it to him like that. I ain't rap at him like that. I just said the fake shit he did, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, a lot of people don't care. His fan base don't care. When I dropped this song, a bunch of little white kids hopped in my DM. Man, fuck you. Who the fuck are you? I'm like, really? Hey, man, that's cool, man. It got to you. That's dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's just all it is, man. You know, so like I say, yeah, I don't mess with people.
Do you think it's possible that he put out that album and never at any point thought, shit, B. King already put out a project called Astroworld?
Yeah, because you know what? I also think like that. I don't think in clout chasing form. I think like that is a megastar, and maybe he's never heard of me Sauce Walker told me that.
Right.
That's why I never addressed it in a song, never did anything. But when Sauce Walker told me that, I'm like, oh, you know me, and you were mad about something I knew nothing about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he probably going to call some more Houston rappers after this interview. He's never going to call me, though.
Nah.
And that's cool. I don't.
But what would that call be like if he hit you up and he was like, yo, I seen you on No Jumper. I just want you to know. It, what if he said, like, I never honestly thought about that when I was making the project. Would you buy it and be like, all right, let's squash it. It's cool.
You know, like I said, this ain't no street beef. This is some music shit, you know. So if he told me that, I'd have no choice but to, you know, just, you know, I wouldn't believe it. But I'd be like, all right, well, that's what you're saying. The truth is, I can respect that, you know, and, you know, go on about our ways. But I don't want to be friends or nothing. Like, I'm not 19 years old. I'm not a clout chasing rapper. Like, he's already showed me his character and what he's like, calling other people about me. You know, I've heard other things about things he said about other big rappers at a radio station that no one wants to talk about.
Let's talk about
Nope, because I ain't no clout chasing that. I shouldn't even say that. Right. I feel fake saying that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to be friends or nothing. You know, I'm just letting people know and just bringing awareness to it. You know, a project that he put out that everyone thinks is dope, that he marketed very well, that was inspired by me. And that's it.
For sure. What do you think of him sort of overall as like a Houston ambassador to the world? Because he is bringing it back. He did the Astroworld festival there and everything. But, I mean, it's like a tricky position to be in because on one hand, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's got his whole world developing all the way out here in L.A. and everything. At the same time, he wants to be cool with people in the underground in Houston and stuff. There is this, like, local community that he, you know, sort of, like, exploded out of. Like, well, how do you feel about what he's doing and how he's representing?
He's doing what he has to do to appeal authentic.
Mm.
Everybody else from Houston that came up, even Riff Raff.
Shout out Riff Raff.
Even Riff Raff. We saw him from the mud.
Mm.
People can talk down on Riff Raff, but he was at Greens Point Mall passing out his CDs. Like every Houston rapper, we know him. We've seen him from nothing to where we are now with money and shit. Travis Scott emerged out of nowhere. And I'm not talking down on that. You know, it is what it is, you know. But he came from nowhere. So if you come out of nowhere repping Houston, we not fake at all. That's one of the reasons Love and Hip Hop didn't work out there. Mm. We can't live scripted lives. We not, it's a bunch of Pimp C's walking around in Houston. You know what I'm saying? So for him to appeal authentic, he would have to reach back to the SUC. He would have to reach back. You know what I'm saying? These weren't things that he were doing in 2013 or 14, but you hit a certain level and you say you're from Houston, you got to make that shit look believable.
Do you think he qualifies as an industry plant?
Nah, I wouldn't disrespect him like that because he makes good music. You know, I couldn't tell you how an album sounded, you know, but I'm a producer as well. And, you know, I make music too. So things I hear in a club maybe or on the radio, I can listen to that and be like, that's talent there. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say industry plant, you know what I'm saying? But I'll say, if you didn't come up from the mud like everybody else, if you had to blow up out of town, the smartest thing to do is to throw a festival with all the Houston legends at it. Because it puts you're trying to put yourself in a light with them so everybody can be like, oh, Travis Scott, man, you're a legend too. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, I hate digging this deep into it because it make me sound like a hater, but I'm not. I have my whole fan base, my whole own fan base. I'm not, you know, but at the end of the day, I can peep certain moves and strategic ways he trying to do things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know.
There was another one that you, oh yeah. You were saying that Plies stole something from you too?
You know that whole Plies situation? I can't really get deep into it because one of the people that's involved, I got a lot of love and respect for him. You know what I'm saying? He made the beat. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. One thing that pissed me off is when I heard my tag in that song. Mm. That set me off. And that's when I went to Instagram and I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I heard my tag in there. And I saw the video, and he had girls in handcuffs, too. Not saying that I invented girls with handcuffs. I'm just saying, like, that's my tag in a beat.
You had a song that had girls in handcuffs, and then he took that same beat and did a video with girls in handcuffs?
That's why I took off on Instagram. And I still didn't even disrespect him. Like, it's ways to, like, I addressed it aggressively. But I didn't disrespect him. Like, bitch-ass nigga, you stole my shit. I didn't go that route. Because that's what make people watch when you go that route. Mm. But I had to address it because I have a large fan base. And from the Travis shit, you know, the shit like that, things like this happen to Houston a lot. People steal our shit a lot. Mm. And when they steal it, they want us to be like, sit down, shut the fuck up, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing complaining.
Because you're going to look like a hater.
Don't say nothing complaining ass, nigga.
You still a little bit hurt off the ASAP mob coming out and jacking that sound a little bit?
No, I'm not.
That was like an early iteration of the same thing that sort of like keeps happening where the soul is keep being used up a little bit, right?
I'm a hater when you do it badly and you suck. ASAP's not, you know what I'm saying, whack. ASAP DM'd me last year.
For real?
It's up and DM'd me and say, hey, man, your shit dope.
Damn,
I was like,
crazy.
Damn, I didn't know you even knew my shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to ASAP Rocky, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't say, like, he jacked it. You know, he was inspired by it. You know, it was slow, but it was still dusty drums. You know what I'm saying? It was still, like, New York sounding shit. It was just slow. It's just like Griselda, like Conway and them, and Benny the Butcher, and you know West Side Gun. They make New York music, but it's DJ Screw Speed. Mm. So the bars, you can hear them. You know what I'm saying? So that is
like the most hardcore version of like New York rap now. Yeah. It's the motherfuckers who rap super slow. I was
Shout
listening
out to my
to
dog
a lot
Benny
of,
the Butcher, like he hard.
Yeah, I was listening to a bunch of West Side Gun and Conway and shit, and that is like.
It's slow beats.
That's like their defining characteristic is that they just have slow. It's like Mobb Deep, but they just.
Yeah, but it's so slow. Yeah, but they spitting. That cadence at you still. It's not like Amigos cadence to a slow beat, but it's a like they bars, like traditional, like shit.
You feel like you're like sort of an expert on styles in a way because you've been at this for so long and shit. You seem like you kind of have like a whole like. Encyclopedia type thing going on, or different flows and styles and
I'm
shit.
I'm a producer. Like, I can, that's a gift and a curse. I can listen to something and be able to do it just like that. You know what I'm saying? Rapping wise, producing wise, and all that. You know, it take a while to learn how to develop your own style. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I was in the band. So musically, anything I hear, I can hear what you did and I can see what you did. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to, ASAP though.
Do you think that's an overall problem of people sort of like taking excessive inspiration from underground artists, especially like bigger artists, like using sort of like themes and ideas that they see from smaller artists and then just sort of running with it because they know that there's not that many people that are going to call them out for it?
Yeah, man, it's two styles of it. You have people who were inspired by legends. And you can't run from that comparison. People who are still alive are gonna hear that and be like, you sound just like. And then you got people who take things or maybe inspired by people who never really went mainstream. Mm. Now, when you do that, you also have damn near responsibility as the bigger artist yourself to make that acknowledgement and to tell everybody where you got it from. Because if you're copying a legend, everyone gonna say it. You don't have to say it yourself. If you take something from somebody who never really, you know what I'm saying, touch mainstream, you know what you're doing. You know it's gonna be looked at like you started that. You know what I'm saying? Like my dog DJ Paul, 36 Mafia, he He told me
one of the most bitten groups in hip hop history.
My favorite rap group of all time,
for better or for worse. But they've had everything that they've innovated has been ransacked by
first trap music
by artists 10 or 20 years later. Yeah.
Shout out to my big sister Gangsta Boo, man. But DJ Paul, I ain't gonna say the rapper, but he said, man, yeah, I ran to a rapper in New York, big rapper too. Ran to a rapper in New York, and he was excited to see me, and he was like, yeah, man, you know. All my parents used to listen to was you. You know what I'm saying? Three Six Mafia and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know you hear it, not music, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you know, man, you're an OG and we respect what you do, you know, because, you know, we got it from you. And DJ Paul was like, man, can I record that? You know what I'm saying? And put that. He's like, nah, man. You know, so it's like people, they'll tell you in private, you inspired me.
Mm.
But they don't want to say it.
That is like a weird thing that hip hop has going now. Like, I was just doing the Spice One interview, and he was saying, mm-hmm. he's like, you know, I want my motherfucking love right now. Like, don't wait till I'm dead. Like,
I heard that.
Like, Nipsey got like a million followers, like, in a day as soon as he died.
That's all children, though.
Yeah,
that's all. That's kids. Yeah. Like, the first thing as a kid, if you see something publicized like that, somebody dying, you know,
you go look into him.
To them, it's TV. That's true. Like, this is, let me just follow this guy. He looks interesting. That's, you know, people who really been through some shit, they're not following. They sad as hell. You know, for the most part, I didn't go to Nipsey's page. I went to Laura London's page. You know,
she didn't update it until today, yeah. And she had the saddest post that she posted about it.
It was sad, man. You know, like I haven't been to L.A. in a minute, but the whole vibe out here is real gloomy right now.
Yeah, you
know,
it's weird that it happened at the exact time you were out here.
Yeah, and I wanted to go to strip clubs, and people are not in a party mood right now. Nobody, everybody is really down, you know. And like I said, I'm not going to be fake and be like, man, I was the biggest Nipsey Hussle fan, but the songs I heard on XM radio, and he wasn't whack at all.
He was legendary, hard, here, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they keep saying that they ain't felt L.A. feel like this since Tupac died. And that's
a lot of people love them. You know, I saw a video my dog Lil Kiki posted, and it showed him. He just helped a homeless man off the street and gave him a job at his store, and he let that homeless dude get in his Maybach with him. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how many rappers gonna let a homeless dude get in a nice ass car with them like that. You know what I'm saying? So he was I could tell what type of dude he was. When nobody has nothing bad to say about you,
yeah,
that's how DJ Screw was. I don't know no person that has a bad story about DJ Screw.
That's true.
Not one person. I mean, everybody loved him. You know what I'm saying? So,
how do you feel about the overall strength of the Texas music scene right now? It feels like all of a sudden there's a lot of artists coming out of there lately.
It's a whole new generation. It's dope. Especially in Houston, man. You know, like, it's, I tell everybody, man, Houston right now, man, it's a female rapper city right now.
Yeah, shout out to who's coming out of Houston exactly?
Well, you got Megan Thee Stallion, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the big
she
one.
On the charts and shit.
That's crazy.
You got Bloodbath, she hard. You know what I'm saying? You got Kendra, man, she hard. You got Libra, she hard. Oh, it's a lot of females in Houston that's making hella noise, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've watched them all. You know what I'm saying? And they all just been going hard and hard. Now it's exploding now. But as far as other people, you got, of course, my dog Maxo Cream. He killing them with the streaming. You know what I'm saying? My dog Fastlane. He got the dog ass on. My dog D-Bando. It's so many people just coming out, you know, of the city, man. Like, it's, and then shout out to my people in Dallas, man. Yellow Beezy, Trap Boy Freddy. You know what I'm saying? It's like Texas looking like it's, it's only so long, you know, before people just start paying attention. Like, you know, this shit.
But it's weird when you think about it because, I mean, you're a dude who's been a part of the rap scene in Texas for a long ass time. Like, what, like 10 years or so? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's kind of crazy because the dream for a lot of these artists is really to, like, launch themselves out of Texas. All of a sudden, boom, they got a mansion in Calabasas. They're posted up out there. When you look at somebody like Nipsey Hussle, yes, he was in L.A., so it's, like, pretty convenient that he didn't have to leave L.A., but, you know, the hoods in L.A. are different than the fucking ritzy-ass places in Hollywood and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that would be crazy for Texas overall is just to really see the scene locally, like, continue to pop off and for institutions to sort of be built in Texas, and that way people feel like they don't have to leave. They can still get coverage. The shows are good enough. The local fan base is good enough. That's what will really blow Texas up. See, not just a couple people who have a popping song and come up out of Texas and then they never see Texas again. That's not really going to.
The reason that'll never happen, well, I'm not going to say never, it's just certain places are known for the networking. Like LA, if you want to make movies, you're going to move to LA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're out here. Very big platform, Hip Hop DX. I can't think of any other ones right now on top of my head, but New York as well. You have so many big prominent figures out there. Plus, you got all the blogs and labels out there. Atlanta, that's like, I kind of, shout out to my dog, DJ Iceberg, you know what I'm saying? We kind of like figured it out. It was like, man, if you want the hood and the trap and all that, man, in the strip clubs, you gotta take off in Atlanta. Texas too, but Atlanta, for real, for real. But if you want the numbers, like the numbers, gotta come to LA.
That really is kind of the question, is like, what's the difference between Atlanta and Texas? Because they should be able to have similarly dope scenes, but then it feels like Atlanta has gotten it more.
It's just opportunity-wise, it's like Texas, people love us for our culture and our bad bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, but and they love our music as well, but I've been that rapper before, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get a song, and it hits a ceiling, a glass ceiling. And if you don't have the knowledge enough to go out of town and take it to L.A. or take it to Atlanta, in about 3 or 4 months, it's going to die down. And then you got to do it again. You're going to be looked at as a local artist. So you just keep doing that.
We've seen that happen many times, yeah.
You know, it happens all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, the internet helps, though. You know, if you build a following, you have a song, and then the internet picks it up, it grows legs into other regions and stuff. But it's been almost 10 years, and Atlanta is just finding out about me. You know what I'm saying? And that's partially my fault. I became very comfortable. You know, when you get on in Texas, you never gonna be broke. Texas is so big. There's so many places to perform at. The show money never stops. Especially if you have classics like me, people gonna always book you. And I got comfortable being Justin Bieber in my region. You know what I'm saying? So it hit me. I was like, man, I can't go be like that. You know what I'm saying? So I started traveling more. You know what I'm saying? At all my shows, like the females be so freaked out. I start putting cucumbers in their mouth at all my shows. And
I've seen some of these videos. Now girls are doing that on their own now. That's like a whole viral wave all of a sudden.
Yeah, but that came from me.
I started that. You could take that to your grave. They better write that on your fucking tombstone, bro.
But
this motherfucker piped bitches in the throat with cucumbers on stage at a show.
Just did it last week. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so things like that, you know, it made me, people were more aware of me in different regions and stuff like that. And Atlanta just started picking up, you know what I'm saying? They were starting to play me out here in the strip clubs, crazy girls, you know, they playing my music. Shout out to DJ Rex and DJ Looney Tune, you know what I'm saying? Like, they playing me out here, crazy girls, AOD, you know. Yeah, they play the songs fast as fuck out here, though. They speed my shit fast in the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes it don't happen overnight for some people. And like, I always been as long as you're still climbing, you're going to be good. Facts. Like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Having the convos.
Straight up.
Shit. What do you have coming up that we need to know about and everything?
Club Guard 6, man. That's out. That's the latest album.
Pushing this project?
It came out like a month ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, Club Guard 6. People want to hear how I address that whole, you know, situation. You know, it's the last song on there called B. King Gotta Leave Houston. You know, kind of discussing how you have to leave your city and push your music and everything and do what you got to do. Or how sometimes you get love, you get more love out of town, you know what I'm saying, than your own city. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, for the most part, man, the single out right now, No Hands, the one that Plies is attempting to steal. Yeah, man, it's out right now.
Hey, everybody, you know at home, listen to them side by side and give us your thoughts in the comments. Hey, that's what we need to hear.
I made a side by side video on my Instagram, Club Godzilla. I'm saying, check that out.
We got to get on that. I want to make sure if the people.
You
got to
follow
there,
me, man. Like I know you're not going to do it.
Shit, I didn't even know we were on that level. I figured a lot of times I wait till I meet somebody before I fucking toss the follow. I want to see what happens there.
No, I'm the same way, though. Like,
I just did it.
Bad. I'm finna follow
the
you
other
back.
Day I followed Logan Paul. He got 16 million followers. He had me on his podcast, and I just, like, I was like, well, he's not going to see on his own. So I actually messaged him, and I feel and people are always like, follow back. I hate that. It's weird. Yeah. I said to Logan Paul, I go, yo, let's collab on a follow back. He said, bet, I got you. Boom.
Well, you know what? That's
I just wanted to let him know this ain't no accident. I don't follow loosely, my friend. Yeah.
But see, that's my whole strategy, man, with grinding, man. Like, Houston, an underground city. We've never been known for mainstream. If it happens, you know, it's accidental.
Right.
But, you know, we underground. So if I want to meet a DJ or anybody, I'll fly to them. I'm not going to hit you on the DM or nothing. I'm going to fly to you. I guarantee you, after you find out I flew here just to meet you, we're going to be friends after that.
No, yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, man. Like, that's how I move, man. Like, I don't want to do the phone shit. I don't want
to. You know what? It's like, a lot of people act like it's crazy for you to treat like the phone call or the FaceTime or the in real life meeting with like reverence. Somebody said it to me recently. They're like, because everything happens online now, we reserve a special level of respect for the shit that happens in real life. And that's why it's important to pull up on somebody and have a meeting if you're going to have an important meeting. If it's a bullshit ass conversation, fine, you can do it, email, a text, whatever. But if it's important, let's acknowledge the importance and do this in real life.
I got a lot of followers. If I would drop a new album or a new song, I could put it online and everybody start playing it instantly. But DJs still have heart attacks when I pull up on them and the DJ would be like, oh, B King and this motherfucker, man, and I'm like, man, that just means more.
You could feel cold as hell. You could feel like nobody gives a fuck about you anymore. As a public figure, you do go through these things, and especially because you can feel it. Sometimes everybody's talking about you, and then all of a sudden, you know, a couple months go by, all of a sudden there ain't too much chatter about you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what will assure you that things are still cool is when you like go to a show, go to a club, go to a party, whatever it is, and then you actually get the people coming up to you, and you're like, oh, right, I still matter, okay? Just because you know what I'm saying, though? Because I'm not the actual, like, conversation on Twitter right now doesn't mean that people don't give a fuck about me.
And it inspires you to hit the next level for what you have to reinvent yourself and do, you know what I'm saying? I've been there. Being around, like, 10 years, you know, when you first come out, it's easy to be new. Everybody loves you. They don't know how far you're going to go. They don't, you know, the radio's fucking with you. You're new. It's exciting. Everybody want to fuck you. You're new. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, everybody get used to you, you know. Shit, you have to either go on self-destruct or, you know, reinvent yourself. My hair hasn't always been green, you know, but if you're 300 pounds and you got green hair and you're on Instagram, you're going to probably stop scrolling when you see a big person with green hair, you know. So it's all reinventing and, you know, straight up.
The question is just, do you want to go full Instagram psycho and be like jumping in a fucking kiddie pool full of maple syrup for the views or something?
You know,
the
what's
World
crazy?
Star repost.
This green hair is about as strange as I think my city will let me get because Houston, we not really
traditionalist
like,
city. Yeah,
like the bitches in Houston not gonna fuck you if you are weird. And not that saying weird is bad, you know, because weird, if you weird, then you weird, and you appeal to your weird people. But females in Houston not going for that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? My green hair is the only reason I'm able to walk around with this green hair and hang around people like Bun B and shit is because they know I'm goofy. They know I'm childish. I have a sense of humor and shit. But for the most part, man, no, man, Houston not like that.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So.
For sure. You know? Someone just said, is this DJ Carnage? SMH. Yeah, I hate when I look over and read a random comment and I'm like, oh, get out of here, man. Okay, so check out the current project.
Club God 6.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody fucking with it. My song No Hands, that's out right now. The One Ply's Trying to Steal. Make sure you stream that. Make sure you listen to that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, just get some 4X no cap shirts, man.
Yeah, follow B King on X Videos.
Yeah.
He's on there. He's making moves. I'm probably on there. I don't even know, but I bet I am.
Yeah, you probably is. You probably is. You know what
probably,
I'm saying?
Probably, man. Sure. They got too much of me on Pornhub. All right, yo, it was dope meeting you, man.
Oh, appreciate
you,
man. Appreciate
you, bro, for real.
100.
Everybody at home, we will be back on stream tomorrow night. We got a couple more interviews to do this week. Appreciate you, B King. Thank you very much for coming through.
No problem.
Everybody out there, like, comment, subscribe. Boom.